Here it is, our pre-show for Wednesday. So today was Tuesday. I forgot to mark on the show log for yesterday that it was an encore show. So, you know, I apologize. And it is, it's difficult because when we go back to do an encore and we hit a show that's an encore from another date, hey, what do you want from me? You know, the shows, they're worthy of replay. And I'm not saying we pioneered the idea of rerunning radio shows. God knows they've been doing best ofs for years, but to actually make it a thing, you know. Now, to my good friend Jeff Baker in Bozeman, Montana. Jeff, we've got, guess what we have? We have the BSP map. We do, and it is under, I'm told, hold on. The BSP map is up and well and beautiful. It's under About Us, that's what I'm told. The man behind a thousand voices, the guy with the cream jeans, Phil Henry, the thing he did his thing. Where is it? You told me it was under About Us, man. That's what you said to me, Shane. And I'm under About Us. Where the fuck is it? God damn it. I'm going to double check. I can double check. Maybe I've got it wrong. But he did say, I asked in a message via today, I said, we need to give the BSP map a permanent home somewhere other than the feed. He responds, it has one under About Us. There's About Us. Now, I'll go ahead and I'll refresh. Who knows? Maybe it's, you know, but if you got to refresh a fucking page to get something that's supposed to be there anyway. There's no BSP map here. Now, my experience tells me that he meant to say something else. So, I will look. But this is About Us. You're looking at it. And this is just, it's not even about us. It's about me. Well, yes,
It's about us and Margaret and all those.
So, all right. Where else would it be? Home? Characters? Archives? Login? My account? Membership? Where the fuck would it be? Search? I don't know. Doesn't look like there's too many really good options there. Lord on high. Here's our homepage. All right, here's the goddamn feed. I understand that, but it's not under About Us. And that's what I was asking. I know it's in the feed. And the feed is a wonderful thing to have. But once the feed scrolls well into the past, and we're on to new business, that will be lost. And so I wanted someplace static and easy to access. All right, but anyway, I suppose for our purposes. But you see, I get sidetracked by shit like that. It's like, wait a second, man. Fuck. World famous map of the Phil Henry Show. Now, people, it says use control and scroll. Use control and scroll to zoom. Oh, I dig.
Aha. Aha. Sweet. There's L. In northern, I know L. Hi, L. In the northern, why is that a partial looking picture there? Oh, there she is. Oh, you gotta click on the picture, okay. That's kind of fucked up looking. Jesus Christ. Anybody fucking check this shit, man? Who's this? That's Bert. Yeah, everything's like a hell.
I don't know. I, you know, it'll get worked out. You know, nothing is ever right. Like, I'm an asshole. Sometimes I ask myself, am I speaking English? Maybe what I'm asking for is I'm not saying it right. I don't know. You know, I mean, why should I have to ask that people's pictures come up fully realized there? Why does it have to be like the guy's top of the guy's head cut off? Now, I understand if I click on it, there's the full page. That's nice. But meanwhile, okay, well, all right. So there it is. There's the BSP map. You guys take a look at that. Otherwise, it's going to drive me fucking nuts. And I know one thing. We have gotten a lot of new people on there. Look at that. There's one in Guam. There's our guy there in Japan. That's King Cap. There's Dubai. That's Ben. And we have a listener in Australia. That is Darren. Hey, Darren. It's a great picture. That's a beautiful picture there, Darren. So, you know, it is what it is, baby. Our BSP map. So that's a map of, and there it is, our home country of Australia. No, it's, you know, it was an idea that I remember I said, oh, wow, I wish I had a map I could put some pushpins in. So Baker said, well, fuck, you know, he actually did it. I was just blathering about it. And there it is, and now we've linked it onto our website, which is cool. Now, that is a picture, I will tell you this, not just of a BSPs. Those are the BSPs that partake in our chat. Yeah. So, you see, the deal is we sign people up to put their pin in the map, so to speak, on chat. And so it isn't enough for you to be a member of the Backstage Pass, with it, which is cool, and we're grateful. But these are, you might say, the most active. I'm not saying that, look, they're not getting a discount or anything. They're just, you know, we're acknowledging that they join us Friday nights on the chat. All you got to do is log on and say, hi, it's so-and-so, and give us your zip code, and we do the rest. And your name is there, and, you know, send us a picture if you want. I don't know. Some people don't. And I certainly understand if you don't wish to. We understand they, you know, fully realize, you know, things like that. Oh, man. I watched that goddamn... I watched that, you know, that bloody New Orleans, Minnesota game again. And here's why. I watched the NFL channel. You know, I like so many other people, I've just gone from like boycotting the NFL to, I got to watch this. But the NFL channel runs pretty much 24/7 on at least one of the TVs in my house. And it's on in the living room. I mean, 24/7. I even got it on for the cats. You know, they're just like, meow. You know, and when I get up, there it is, when I go to sleep. But what they're doing in the NFL channel this week is they're doing their normal programming, which is they have their little Sports Center features. They have the players and so on and so forth discussing the upcoming games. And when they're not doing that, they're replaying last weekend's playoff games, I think. Yeah. Were there only two? Why is it there were only two that I can think of? Yeah, there were only two. No. Yeah. Listen to me, wait. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. New England beat whoever they beat. Tennessee. What's the number of... I should be thinking of the teams. New England beat Tennessee. And New England beat Tennessee. Ain't there another AFC game in there? This is the divisional playoffs. There should have been four games. Two in the AFC and two in the NFC. Oh. Well, no, wait. The two NFC games were... Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Minnesota, New Orleans. So what was the other AFC game? Oh, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville. Yeah, they're playing all of them. They're replaying all of them. The Tennessee game, not so much, because they got their fucking asses kicked. But that goddamn, the Jacksonville game, and that's why I was having a hard time. It's the only games they're playing are the Jacksonville game and the Minnesota the Viking game. Nobody's picked up on my whole groovy observation that the Vikings have been involved in two of the most crazy-ass end-of-game touchdown passes in NFL history, the original Hail Mary in 75, and then this pass, whatever you want to call it. People are calling it the Miracle in Minneapolis, which I think is, like, lame as shit. I wish they'd come up with something else. And this one went in favor of the Vikings. The other one went in favor of the other team, the Cowboys. See? Little shit like that, you know? I'm pretty good at stuff. I'm very good at stuff. It's update available later. Remind me tomorrow. Fuck off and die. God damn it. I really have got... I don't know what happened, but my neck is jacked up right here. I used to get stiff necks all the time when I was in high school and a young adult. I had... Oh, Christ. I had terrible neck problems, especially in my 20s. And then they went away. And I don't think it had anything to do... But I had the fact that I got... I turned on to chiropractic a little bit, but yeah, maybe that was it. I haven't been to a chiropractor, I have to tell you, in probably 15, 16 years. So I got to find a new chiropractor. I bet you here in the Ventura County, I bet you we got more hippies. Oh, Christ. We probably got some cats that do all kinds of like witches brew shit and... I've seen some pretty incredible games, and I remember these games. I remember being at home. I was living with a bunch of guys where I was 22 at the time. I had three other roommates. We lived in Orlando, Florida, and I was working at the time for wait a minute, man. Was it 74 or 75? 74. Yeah. Yeah. And I was working for WBJW in Orlando, Florida, which became BJ105. Kind of at that time, it was sort of a chicken rock station when I worked for it. And then I went full CHR. And I left and went back to L.A. that spring. And then I went to upstate New York. And then I came back to Orlando for another 2 or 3 years. And then I split for New Orleans. But anyway, we were watching that goddamn Sea of Hands game. Was it Stabler? Yeah, Stabler leaning forward and throwing the ball to Clarence Davis. And it was a sea of basically Miami Dolphin hands. I mean, Clarence Davis had a ton of Dolphins around him, and he got the ball, caught the ball. So I saw that game, you know, the Hail Mary game. There was another one that I was trying to put my finger on. They were just talking about it. Oh, yeah, the Music City Miracle, which was that lateral pass, you know, on the ensuing kickoff. The dude ran it all the fucking way back for a touchdown. And the longest game ever played, I remember I showed up for work. I was working at an animal hospital. Oh, no, I didn't work there anymore. Or did I? Yeah. I was working at an animal hospital, I think. And, and Paul Compton was there, my late friend Paul. He was working there. There was a period there where we were all working at this animal hospital because a buddy of ours, his dad was a veterinarian. But I walked in for the night shift because I was doing the 24-hour, you know, we were there. We had 24 hours. We were there for the, you know, the animals, if there was an emergency, whatever. And he was going, I'll never forget, Paul said, God damn, dude, that was, you know, that was like a wild fucking game, man. I go, what? It was the Kansas City-Miami game. It was Christmas Day. No, I couldn't have been working there. I don't remember ever working there on a Christmas. I think I just stopped by to say hello to these guys or something. I don't know what, but because there was always like a beer in the refrigerator, and there was generally playing poker on one of the examination tables, you know, there at the animal hospital. It's crazy. That goddamn Miami-Kansas City game went on for fucking ever, and it was Christmas Day. And because of that game, they no longer play any games on Christmas because they had more fucking hell. They had all these complaints from the people who were waiting for their family members to get home for Christmas dinner. And they were sitting watching the game. They really got pissed off at that. So they don't play it on Christmas anymore. But that game was nuts. Who won that fucking game? Miami? Yeah, Miami. Guess. Yeah, it was 71. And so it was the 72 Super Bowl, and that would have been the Miami and Dallas. Dallas beat Miami pretty. In fact, Larry Zonka never fumbled that whole season, that 71 season. And it was the next season, the 72, that they went undefeated. But in 71, Zonka didn't fumble at all until the Super Bowl. The Cowboys just, bam, just knocked the fucking shit out of him. They lost that game pretty convincingly. That was a crazy fucking game. Kansas City had a guy named Ed Podolak who had a great football game. And they lost, but this guy ran for over 100 yards. I think he had receiving yards or over 100, 150, 200 yards. He was like everywhere. He was a maniac. That was a crazy fucking game, that New Orleans game, man. When that kid caught that pass, his teammates almost buried him. He looked like he was going off the field. He started walking down under the grandstand. I thought maybe that's where the Viking dressing room was, but it wasn't. He was just down there, and all these guys are just crawling all over him. 41, the Colts won over the Bears. Reggie Wayne. Patriot receivers versus the Jaguar defensive backs. They're talking about that. Amendola had 11 receptions, 112 yards versus Tennessee. I think they were saying that was not really all that impressive. That sounds good to me. No? Trey Boston, fourth season as NFL safety. Carolina, LA Chargers, first season with the Chargers. Oh, that's the cat he's one of the commentators. All right. I'm looking at, who's Trey Boston? It's the guy that's talking. Oh. Hey, man, is Don Berman on my character list? He should be, but I don't know if he is. What the hell is it? Oh, here it is. Where are you, Don? I bet you he's not. I bet you I overlook a lot of guys. I mean, it's hard to keep him track. How do you like that? Don's nowhere to be found. What's it like to be on the wrong side of a game-winning play? That's what they're talking about right now. It don't feel too good. So I'm being audited. My company's being audited, and we're fine. But one of the reasons why I'm being audited is because my office is so close to my home. It's within a couple of blocks. And somebody told me that that's a real red flag for the IRS. Also, home offices is a real red flag for the IRS. Look at Tom Brady. Boy, he's a great quarterback. I was thinking, somebody said to me today, who's the greatest quarterback other, you know, that isn't named Tom Brady? I said, for these playoffs, Drew Brees. And he didn't win. He lost. But that cat is a veteran. Like, you know, he's a cool customer, I think. And I can see him talking to the, I saw him talking to his teammates when they were, when they were down and they kicked the field goal to go ahead. I saw him talking on the sideline before they took the field. He never lost confidence. You could tell he had maximum confidence. He was licking his fingers, waiting to get in there. He gets in. That fucking fourth down pass play to Snead, that's a football player, you know? And it was not an easy pass. It was an over the shoulder with two receivers toward the interior of the field. You know, anyway, I'm probably going to listen to this and just be really angry at myself for talking nothing but a bunch of shit. Who replaced Matt Lauer on the Today Show? Charlie Rose goes down for the count. Matt Lauer.
You know, the sexual harassment charges against me are out in the open. They're out in the open, Phil. Everyone knows about them.
Right, so you're not going to...
What makes you think you're going to get a job?
What makes me think I'll get a job is that everyone knows about my sexual harassment, that I've harassed women sexually, and now we've moved on. Now I'm...
You're not still doing it, are you?
Boy, I'll tell you, it takes a pair like...
Oh, come on, Phil. Well, that was what I was going to do, Bob Green. Bob Green panicked because an Asian guy showed up as the auditor, and he knows they're good at math. So he started to sweat bullets.
And there's something, you know, I got nothing against our Asian Americans, Phil, and I think it's been wrong in the past. You've looked at me and you've said I'm a racist.
Well, you have.
No, I haven't, nothing. But we all know that Asians are good at math. And he's nosing around my file. I don't know, it's just...
Well, what's the problem?
The problem is that you don't know panic. You just don't know fear, and I don't think you can comment until you see an Asian guy nosing around your files.
Wow, that's pretty racist.
No, like I said, until you walk a mile in a man's shoes, okay?
Yeah.
Well, have you?
No, what size do you wear?
Bobby, size 4.
Size 4. You'll pay dearly, Dickman.
Oh, my neck. Don Berman challenge. Okay. And then Frank Gray, who's going to be talking about the his book, I Remember the Hershey Squirts. There's a chapter in it when Pud Studnenko owned them in 1956. He was going to move them to Massachusetts to take advantage of a new affiliation they'd signed with the Boston Bruins. They were going to be the one of their minor league feeding teams. And he was going to change the name. And he went through any fucking name changes that they finally just pushed him out as the owner. They said, get out of here. And they kept the team in Hershey. And they blew up their agreement with the Bruins. I wonder who the Hershey Squirts were affiliated with. They were probably affiliated with, like... And then they maintained their relationship with the Rangers. New York Rangers. When do the Hershey Squirts go belly up, though? I'm going to have to build out that part of the myth. They probably went belly up just ahead of the expansion.
They could have made a lot of money. There was going to be a... why am I doing this? It's
They could have made a lot of money, Phil. But this guy that owned them, Studnenko, she would have none of it. She carved it up 6 ways to sunset. Oh, my God. Doug Marone says Gillette Stadium's the hardest place to play. Marone. Huh? Don Berman wants to do one of those interviews. You know, he wants to sit down with a clipboard and look straight across at the president. You know, Don Berman here with an interview with President Donald Trump. Hello, President Trump. And Trump won't sit down with him because he knows he'll be tough on him. Boy, this fucking book, man. This Fire and Fury, it's pretty fucking good. And, you know, everybody says, well, he's a bad reporter and he gets a lot of shit secondhand. Well, look, Trump is angry at that book. He says, because it's all fake news, and yet he's got this big major beef going with Bannon based upon what's in that book. And there are other things in that book that I haven't heard from any of the principals on. He talks about Kelly. He talks about Ivanka, Don Jr., and the part they played in pushing Bannon out, and, you know, and the part that Kelly, and Scaramucci. He rips him an ass. Now, Scaramucci said anything? Scaramucci used to follow me on Twitter, believe it or not. And I couldn't take it. I couldn't take knowing the guy was there. So I blocked him. I think I unblocked him at some point, but I just get out of here, man. I don't know what the hell are you doing following me? I think he follows everybody. In fact, he does follow everybody. He's got like 5 million followers, and he follows 4 million, something like that. But this guy, what's the guy's name? Wolf. He rips him an ass. All right, let's get going here. Fuck this.
Fuck this, you know?
What I want to do is this. Okay. Ready? Yeah, I'm ready. You? Yeah. You are? Yeah. Listen to me. I'm just talking all kinds of shit here. Come on, bitch. Come on. Is it moving?
Take one. Work in progress.
Yeah, that's a good one. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're going to bring on Frank Gray first.
Oh, good. I want to get him out of the way because he needs to get to...
Needs to get where?
He needs to get home and get some rest.
And I want this, too. Hold on. I have Tony Spleen, and I use Babcock Motor Oil. Hi, I'm Tony Spleen, and I use Babcock Motor Oil in all of my motorcycles. Is Frank flying somewhere? I think he's flying somewhere, man. You know, he's... Yes, of course. But...
Phil, I'm in a puddle jumper right now. I'm on my way to... Well, I'm in a puddle jumper. I'm on my way to Keesoff, Utah. Margaret knows.
Well, you know, he says it's a working trip.
It's, yes. There's going to be some skiing. I don't ski. You mentioned me skiing, but I'm going to Keesoff. I'm going to Keesler, Utah to talk with... I've got a bit... It's none of your fucking business where I'm going.
Thank you.
But I thought that I'd...
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing, testing. 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 Testing.
Thank you.
Then we're doing Bob Green, Fraser Foods. Bob Green, Fraser Foods. Now, what sound effects would you use with that? You're right. A horse track. No. Crap table? What sound effects? You're absolutely right. Thoroughbred racing. Crowded cafe. That'll work, right? No. I like that. It sounds like a super wrong. Okay. Don Berman. What's that guy's name that's written? Mike Wolf? Matt Wolf? The guy that wrote that fucking book? What the fuck?
What?
All right. Wait a minute, okay.
Wait a minute, just a minute.
You know, it's funny what rebooting a machine will do. I mean, this goddamn printer was out of commission, and I guess I'm not bright enough to know that, but I was trying to get it to work, and I just unplugged it and plugged it back in. It's fucking working. You know, replace drum, jam paper, all this bullshit. All right, I'm ready, man. Ready when you are.
Ready when you are. You'll see. Don't worry about it.
Close. Yeah, cool. All right.
And a PC, if it says delete, you delete it, and the actual notepad goes away too. But on a Mac, if you say delete, the printing, the, what you wrote is deleted, but the notepad stays there. So then you have to hit close. Now, some people would say, oh, that's a pain in the ass. And I did too until I realized, oh, wow, you know, what it does is it allows you to consider, to continue using the app. I don't know. I don't give a shit. Okay. So listen to me. I'm trying to make sense out of this shit. Is this the thing here?